y de repente tener que hacerla en interrogativa, en negativa, cuando no lo tienes delante, ayuda a que tu agilidad verbal y tu capacidad también con el idioma sea cada vez mayor, porque es un reto.
Una de las partes que más me gustó del programa fueron las presentaciones a las que me tenía que enfrentar prácticamente cada semana. Otra de las cosas que más me gustó del máster fueron los dos Found Town a los que asistí, porque esas experiencias eran siempre inolvidables y es una manera de darle un empujón importante al inglés.
Ya lo has oído, apúntate al máster de inglés profesional, ahora por videoconferencia. La misma calidad e intensidad, pero sin perder tiempo en desplazamientos. Entra en grupobaugan.com e infórmate.
Aprende, diviértete. Esto, lo que escuchas, es Baugan Radio.
No excuses.
Yes, and good morning to you. No excuses on this Monday morning. Now, let's get straight to work. No messing around. Él era un gran líder.
He was a great leader.
Again?
He was a great leader.
Very good. El camión estaba en el garaje.
The lorry or truck was in the garage or garage.
Very good. ¿Dónde estaba? ¿Dónde estaba?
Where was it?
Again?
Where was it?
Very good. I can't hear you. You're not speaking to any microphone.
Sorry.
Yeah, there you go.
Where was it?
Very good. Dije que estaba en el garaje.
I said the truck was in the garage.
Use the pronoun. Dije que estaba en el garaje. I said it.
I said it was in the garage.
Very good. ¿Qué dijiste?
What did you say?
Careful of your what.
What did you say?
¿No me oís?
Can't you hear me?
Very good. ¿Me estás hablando a mí?
Are you speaking to me? Or are you talking to me?
What famous film is that from?
Taxi Driver.
Say it again,
are you talking to me?
But what's the name of the film?
Taxi Driver.
Taxi Driver, very good. Who said it? Who was the star?
I can't remember the name.
No, Robert De Niro.
Robert De Niro.
Yo no decía nada. Used past continuous. Yo no decía nada. Past continuous.
I didn't say anything.
Past continuous.
I wasn't telling anything. I wasn't saying anything.
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 Again?
I wasn't saying anything.
Repeat, Maria.
I wasn't saying anything.
Very good. ¿Qué decías?
What did you say?
What? Past continuous.
What were you saying?
Again?
What were you saying?
Pero no dijiste algo acerca de Tom.
But didn't you say something about Tom?
Tom.
But didn't you say anything about...
Something.
But didn't you say something about Tom?
Very good. No dije nada en absoluto.
I didn't say nothing at all.
Careful. Double negative.
I didn't say anything at all.
Again?
I didn't say anything at all.
Very good. ¿Qué le dijiste a él?
What did he...
¿Qué le dijiste a él?
What did you told him? What did you tell him?
Good, again.
What did you tell him?
Very good. Se lo conté todo.
I explained everything. I explained.
Se le conté. We're using either say or tell.
I told him everything.
Very good. ¿Quién te dije eso? Sorry, ¿quién te dijo eso?
Who did you... Who said...
Who told
you all that?
No, all. This is just four words.
Who told you all... All of that.
Eso.
Who told you that?
¿Quién te dijo eso? There's no all.
Who told you that?
Told.
Who told you that? That.
Again.
Who told you that?
Very good. ¿Quién dijo eso?
Who told you?
Who told that?
Who said that?
Again.
Who said that?
Very good. So, ¿quién te dijo eso?
Who told you that?
One more time.
Who told you that?
¿Quién dijo eso?
Who said that?
Very good. ¿Fuiste ahí?
When did...
Yes.
Did you go there?
Yes, again.
Did you go there?
¿Por qué no viniste aquí?
Why didn't you go there?
Veniste. Here.
Why didn't you?
Veniste.
Why didn't you come here?
I come. Why didn't you come here?
¿Fue alguien contigo? Auxiliary
where,
verb.
I know. Did.
Yes.
You.
Did anyone go with you?
Very good again.
Did anyone go with you?
Now more intonation. Did anyone go with you?
Did anyone go with you?
¿Con quién estuviste?
Who were you with?
Very good. ¿Viste los padres de Pepe?
Did you see Pepe's parents?
Parents.
Pepe's parents.
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 Again.
Did you see Pepe's parents?
Good. ¿Qué estaba haciendo cuando les viste?
What were... ¿qué estaban haciendo? What were they doing?
Yes.
Where...
¿Cuándo?
When when you saw them.
Good, again. Again, repeat.
Where were they doing? What were they doing when you saw them?
Again.
What were they...
Start again.
What were they doing where...
When.
What were they
How do you
doing?
Say cuando?
When.
How do you say donde?
Where.
So, start again.
What were they doing cuando, when you saw them?
No, say when 10 times. One.
When 10 times.
No, say when 10 times.
When 10 times.
We say when 10 times. When.
When?
Yes.
10 times.
Ah, no, que lo diga.
Yes.
Que diga when,
yes.
when.
Yes, so go, my God. Monday morning, go.
When.
More, that's not 10, that was 6. 4 more times.
When.
Good. And one more?
When.
Good. Now, how do you say donde?
When.
No.
Where.
Mother of God.
Where.
¿Sabían que les estabas mirando?
Did they know you were seeing to them?
Uf, que les estabas mirando.
That you
okay, we're doing a beginner list. Tough luck. No, no. Beginner list. Sorry, no. ¿Qué libro es fácil, este o aquel?
Which book is easy, this one or that one?
Very good. ¿Es esa tu decisión final?
Is this your
final... ¿Esa?
Is that your final decision?
Very good. ¿Cómo está usted?
How are you doing?
What would the Queen say?
How do you do?
Very good. Esa no es la única alternativa.
That's not the only chance.
Alternativa.
Alternative.
Good again.
That's not the only alternative.
Alternative.
Ah, that's not the only alternative.
¿Quién está ahí?
Who's there?
Very good. ¿Quién es mi profesor?
Who is my teacher?
Es para ella.
It's for her.
Es para él.
It's for him.
It's
for him.
¿Para quién es esto?
Who's this for?
You repeat.
Who is this for?
Very good. ¿Para quién es?
Who is this? Who is it? Who is it for?
Who is it for?
Very good. ¿Es aquello para mí?
Is that for me?
Él es una persona importante.
He's an important person.
Él es de Inglaterra.
He's from England.
From.
He's from England.
Él está aquí ahora.
He's be here now. He's here now.
Again.
He's here now.
Very good. Él está con tu hermana.
He's with your sister.
Good. Again.
He's with your sister.
Very good. Esto es para él.
This is for him.
Very good. One more time.
This is for him.
¿Cuál es su nombre de ella?
What's her name?
Very good. ¿Cuál es su dirección de ella?
What's her address?
Very good. ¿Quién es su hermano de ella?
Who's her brother?
Very good. ¿Quién está con ella ahora?
Who is with her now?
Very good. ¿Dónde está ella ahora?
Where is she?
Ahora.
Where is she now?
Very good. ¿Cómo está su padre de ella?
How's her father?
Again.
How's her father?
Tu problema no es importante.
Your problem isn't important.
¿De dónde es él?
Who is he from?
Where was he from?
Start again.
Where is he from?
Again.
Where is he from?
Good. ¿Para quién
es esta carta?
What is the letters for?
Uf, ¿para quién? ¿Para quién?
What?
¿Para quién? ¿Ahora dice quién?
Who.
Yes, so?
Who is the letter for?
Who is this letter from?
For.
Who is this letter for?
Oof. We're in serious trouble this morning. Okay, back to Unit 4 of the teacher manual. I will say, for example, Felipe González, French-Spanish student. Sorry, French-Spanish. And you just say he's not French, he's Spanish. So I'll say Felipe González, French-Spanish. You say he's not French, he's Spanish. Felipe González, French-Spanish.
He's not French, he's Spanish.
Rafa Nadal, Swedish-Spanish.
He's not Swedish, he's Spanish.
Fernando Alonso, Swiss-Spanish.
He's not Swiss, he's Spanish.
Queen Letizia, Irish, Spanish.
She's not Irish. She's Spanish.
Very good. Where's Queen Letizia's sister's boyfriend from?
He's from Ireland.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah. Halle Berry, Spanish American.
She's not American. She's Spanish.
Halle Berry is Spanish.
She's not Spanish. She's American.
Very good. Janis Joplin. No, she's dead. So be careful.
Yes, I know.
Spanish American.
She's not Spanish.
She's dead.
Yes.
So?
Was.
She yes. wasn't Spanish, she was American.
And again?
She wasn't Spanish, she was American.
Mozart, German, Austrian.
He wasn't German, he was Austrian.
Austrian.
Austrian. Austrian.
Say hospital.
Hospital.
How do you say árbol in English?
Tree.
Good.
Austrian.
Austrian. Say árbol.
Austria.
No, say tree. Arbol.
Tree.
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 Say hospital.
Hospital.
Say hospital in
hospital.
Spanish. Good. Now, Austrian.
Austrian.
Good. So, Mozart, German, Austrian.
he wasn't German, he was Austrian.
Good. And again?
He wasn't German, he was Austrian.
Good. Jane Austen, Czech, English.
She wasn't Czech. She wasn't Czech.
Czech.
She wasn't Czech.
Yeah.
She's English.
She's dead.
She was English.
No, from the beginning.
She wasn't Czech.
You're saying Czech. Czech.
She wasn't Czech. She was English.
One more time.
She wasn't Czech. She wasn't Czech.
Good.
She's English.
She's dead.
Ah. She wasn't Czech. She was English.
Good. Miley Cyrus, Scottish American.
She isn't Scottish, she's American.
Careful of your pronunciation.
She isn't Scottish, she's American.
Very good. Ryan Gosling, American-Canadian.
He's
the man.
He isn't American, he's Canadian.
No, let's do that again. Felipe González, French, Spanish.
He isn't French, he's Spanish.
Good. Rafa Nadal, Swedish, Spanish.
He isn't Swedish. He's Spanish.
No, link it together. He's Spanish.
He's Spanish.
Good. Fernando Alonso, Swiss, Spanish.
He isn't Swiss. He's Spanish.
How do you say donde?
Where?
How do you say cuando?
When?
Good. Queen Letizia, Irish, Spanish.
She isn't Irish. She's Spanish.
Halle Berry, Spanish American.
She isn't Spanish. He's American.
Halle Berry is a man or a woman?
A man.
Halle Berry is a man? No.
It's a beautiful woman.
I'm sure she'd be very upset if she were listening.
She isn't Irish.
No, Spanish.
She isn't Spanish. She's American.
She isn't Spanish. She's American.
Have you guys been taking drugs or something? What happened to you? Janis Joplin, Spanish American.
She's in Spanish.
She's dead.
She wasn't Spanish, she was American.
Mozart, German, Austrian.
He wasn't German, he was Austrian.
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 Again.
He wasn't German, he was Austrian.
Jane Austen, Czech, English.
She wasn't Czech, she was English.
Good. Miley Cyrus, Scottish, American.
She wasn't Scottish, she's American.
Again.
She's in Scottish, she's American.
Ryan Gosling, American, Canadian.
She isn't.
She?
He isn't good. American, he is Canadian.
Again?
She isn't.
She or he?
He isn't American, he's Canadian.
Good, let's do some vocabulary. Ya.
Already.
Cumpleaños.
Birthday.
Whose birthday was it on Saturday?
Richard.
Which, who? What's his name?
Richard.
Richard. I don't know anybody called Richard. What's his name?
Richard.
Good. Richard who?
Vaughan.
Yes, Richard Vaughan. So whose birthday was it on Saturday? It was?
It was Richard Vaughan's.
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 Birthday on Saturday. Repeat.
It was Richard Vaughan's.
Birthday on Saturday.
It was Richard's birthday. Vaughan's birthday on Saturday.
Again.
Aye.
yeah. Imagine being in my seat in this chair.
Hang over after elections.
I think so, yeah, after everything. Go. It was Richard Vaughan's birthday on Saturday.
It was Richard Vaughan's birthday on Saturday.
Good. Huevo.
Egg.
Huevos.
Eggs.
Yeah. Europeo.
European.
Very good. Película.
Film.
Good. Or?
Movie.
Very good. Gracioso.
Funny.
Good. ¿Cuánto?
How much?
Very good. En general.
In general.
Pierna.
Leg.
Mensaje.
Message.
Good. Próximo.
Next to.
Just next.
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 ¿Dónde?
Where.
¿Cuándo?
When.
¿Quién?
Who.
Good. Triste.
Sad.
Very sad. Propósito.
Purpose.
Recto.
Straight.
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 El mismo.
The same.
Comenzar.
To begin or to start.
Very good. Or comenzar. Direct translation from comenzar. To commence.
To commence.
Yeah. Continuar.
To continue.
Good. Describir.
To describe.
Esperar.
To wait.
Esperar o prever.
To wait for. To expect.
To expect.
To expect.
To expect.
To expect.
Explicar.
To explain.
Preparar.
To prepare.
Ver.
To see.
Good. Resolver.
To resolve.
Or to solve.
Solve.
Ponerse de pie.
To stand up.
Again, to stand up.
To stand up.
Very good, very good. Let's do a little bit of practice with it's famous for it. We've done this many times before, but it seems we have to do it again and again and again. And again, and again. I will say, for example, Madrid parks, and you will say it's famous for its parks. Madrid parks.
It's famous for its parks.
Basque country food.
It's famous for its food.
Granada Alhambra.
It's famous for
famous.
It's famous for its Alhambra.
Copenhagen Little Mermaid.
It's famous for its Little Mermaid.
How do you say Little Mermaid in Spanish?
Serenita.
What's it called?
Serenita.
Serenita. Venice canals.
It's famous for its canals.
Again.
It's famous for its canals.
Milan fashion.
It's famous.
It's
famous for its fashion.
Seville cathedral.
It's famous for its cathedral.
Rio de Janeiro carnival.
It's famous for its carnival.
Athens Parthenon.
It's famous for its Parthenon.
How do you say cuando in English?
When. Where? When.
When. And how do you say donde?
Where.
Good. Rome, Colosseum.
It's famous for its Colosseum.
London, bridges.
It's famous for its bridges.
Germany, beer.
It's famous for its beers.
Beer.
It's famous for its beer.
It's beer.
It's famous for its beers.
It's beer. Beer.
It's famous for its beer.
Good. Spain, flamenco.
It's famous for its flamenco.
Rome, Colosseum.
It's famous for its Colosseum.
Very good. San Francisco, bay.
It's famous for its bay.
Again?
It's famous for it's famous for its bay.
How do you say bay?
Bahia.
Very good. Dublin, Guinness.
It's famous for its Guinness.
Cork, whiskey.
It's famous for its whiskey.
Scotland, castles.
It's famous for its castles.
Edinburgh, bars.
It's famous for its bars.
Italy, cars.
It's famous for its cars.
France, food.
It's famous for its food.
Spain, wine.
It's famous for its wine.
Buenos Aires, football.
It's famous for its football.
Again?
It's famous for its football.
One more time.
It's famous for its football.
Football.
It's famous for its football.
Good. Let's do some numbers. 243.
243.
2434.
2434.
Very good. 434.
434.
And?
434.
186.
186.
1867. 1867.
1876.
1867.
1867.
Again.
1867.
1729.
1708.
4111.
4111.
Good. 9922.
9922.
Good. 564.
564.
Careful your pronunciation.
564.
64.
64. 564.
Very good. 5647.
5647.
611.
611.
Good again.
611.
6112.
6112.
Good. 1756.
1756.
Good. 7037.
7037.
Good. And again.
7037.
1481.
1480. 1481.
4060.
4060.
Good. 1364.
1364.
Good. And again.
1364.
3019.
6000. 3019.
Good. 19.
19.
Good. 1841.
8,841. 1,841. 1,841. 1,842.
Okay, from your pronunciation, 8,082.
8,082.
Very good. 5750.
5,750.
And again?
5,750.
Very good. Now we're going to practice with there and to be before the break. I'll just simply say, how many people are there in Madrid? And you can say there are about 3 million people in Madrid. How many people are there in Madrid?
There are about 3 million in Madrid.
People.
There are about 3 million people in Madrid.
Very good. Ask me how many people there are in my family.
How many people are there in your family?
There are a lot of people in my family. Ask me how many museums there are in Madrid.
How many museums are there in Madrid?
Well, there are 3 famous museums in Madrid. How many elephants are there in this room?
There are any elephants in this room.
There aren't any elephants in this room.
There aren't any elephants in this room.
Again?
There aren't any elephants in this room.
Very good. How many students are there in this room?
There are 4 students in this room.
Very good. How many Galicians are there in this room?
There are 1 Galician.
There?
There is 1 Galician in this room.
Very good. How many Canarians are there in this room?
There is 1 Canarian in this room.
Very good. How many Peruvians are there in this room?
There is 1 Peruvian in this room.
Very good. How many Extremadurans are in this room?
There is 1 Extremaduran in this room.
Very good. How many angry teachers are there in this room?
There aren't any angry.
Yes, there is, actually.
No.
He's very angry today. Yeah. How many angry teachers are there in this room? There's 1?
No.
There is 1 very angry teacher in this room.
Very good. Ask me how many Irish people there are in this room.
How many Irish people there are in this room? There is. How many Irish people are there in this room?
Again.
How many Irish people are there in this room?
One more time.
How many Irish people are there in this room?
Very good. What does she want to know?
She wants to know how. She wants to know how many Irish people there are in this room.
One more time.
She wants to know how many Irish people there are in this room.
One more time.
She wants to know how many Irish people there are in this room.
Oh, careful. There are. Careful with your pronunciation. There are. Yeah, from
there
the
are.
How many? She wants to know.
She wants to know how many Irish people there are in this room.
Very good. There's 1 Irish person in this room. That's for the first part of the program, folks. Stay with us. We will clean this up in the second part of the program. Come back with us.
¿Quieres apuntarte a un curso de inglés y no sabes cuál escoger? ¿Por qué no pruebas nuestro curso trimestral de Vaughan? Son solo 3 meses, no pierdes nada y te aseguramos que vas a ganar mucho. 3 meses en los que podrás ver cuál es tu nivel real de inglés. 3 meses en los que trabajarás tu listening y speaking en todo momento. 3 meses en los que subirás ese nivel tanto que, pues, que querrás otros 3 meses y otros 3. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Vaughan.
Estás escuchando.
Hola, ¿qué tal?
Esto lo que oyes.
Vaughan Radio.
¿Ha tenido un posible contagio de COVID o quiere evitarlos? ¿Necesita viajar o visitar algún familiar? Por su tranquilidad o por la seguridad de sus seres queridos, en Laboratorios LifeLength realizamos pruebas PCR con informe de resultados en el mismo día y test rápido de antígenos y de anticuerpos con resultados en 15 minutos en Madrid. Pida su cita online en citacovid.com. Recuerde, citacovid.com.
Por fin puedes disparar tu carrera profesional sin salir de casa. Máster en inglés profesional de Vaughan. Ahora, desde tu casa. Infórmate en grupovaughan.com.
Young people in Spain speak and understand English better today than 20 years ago. However, their level is still insufficient for effective communication in the professional world. If you're a young person, and if you want to progress in your profession rapidly and decisively, stop everything and focus now 100% on English. Get the problem 100% out of the way now. Don't postpone it.
Hello, I'm your Vaughan telephone class teacher. How are you doing?
¿Quieres que un profesor Vaughan llame a tus trabajadores con horarios flexibles y la posibilidad de cancelar o reservar cualquier sesión dentro de la misma semana? Elige el tema de conversación que tú quieras. Una conversación telefónica con un angloparlante con el ingrediente clave del método Vaughan para empresas. Consulta condiciones en el 91-133-5831. 91-133-5831.
Are you ready? Start the class.
Nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia es la opción perfecta para perfeccionar tu inglés en poco tiempo y sin perder tiempo en incómodos desplazamientos. 100% online, por videoconferencia, desde cualquier lugar. Grupos de 6 personas como máximo, horario de mañana o tarde, prueba de nivel gratuita. ¿Qué más quieres? Nosotros no podemos darte más facilidades. Ahora te toca a ti. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate sobre nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia.
Mucha gente nos pregunta si es posible que un método online para aprender inglés funcione de verdad. Hoy en nuestro especial Vaughan Key Points hablamos de este tema con nuestro profesor y director de innovación, Richard Brown.
La clave de nuestro método online
es la motivación. Hemos diseñado un curso que realmente engancha en cada nivel, te motiva y reta para que avances de nivel. Pero la verdadera clave son los profesores Vaughan. Su método de enseñanza es lo que realmente nos diferencia. Los cursos online Vaughan cuentan con los mismos profesores apasionados que desde hace más de 40 años nos han hecho diferentes. Descubre las ventajas de nuestro método online probándolo. Así que os invito a entrar en grupovaughan.com y poneros a prueba.
Lo que más miedo le da al profesional español es hablar por teléfono en inglés. Por eso, Vaughan ha desarrollado sus clases telefónicas, en las que trabajarás tanto tu comprensión auditiva como tu fluidez oral con un auténtico crack de la enseñanza. Tú eliges la hora y la temática de cada clase. Flexibilidad absoluta. Calidad Vaughan 100%.
Infórmate en Barcelona en el 933398687. En Madrid 91-133-5833.
Hello, I'm your Vaughan telephone class teacher.
Welcome back to No Excuses Now. What's the secret to learning English?
Studying.
Practice, practice, and more practice. How do you say blood, sweat, and tears in Spanish?
Sudar lágrimas.
Sangre, yeah. Sudor y lágrimas.
De sangrimas.
Yes.
De sangre.
Yeah. How do you say it again?
Sudar lágrimas de sangre.
Y sangre. So in English we say blood, sweat, and tears.
Es sudar sangre y lágrimas.
How do you say dónde in English?
Where?
And how do you say cuando?
When.
Very good. What color is an orange? An orange?
An orange is orange.
What color is a banana?
Banana is
yellow. A banana.
A banana is yellow.
What color is a tomato?
A tomato is red.
What color is a cucumber?
A cucumber is green.
How do you say cucumber in Spanish?
Pepino.
A cucumber?
A cucumber is green.
Very good. What color is a rain cloud? A rain cloud.
A rain cloud is gray.
How do you say rain cloud in Spanish?
Una nube de agua. Una nube.
Yeah, all right. What color is milk?
Milk's white.
Very good. What color is a blueberry?
A blueberry is blue.
Very good. What color is an eggplant, also known as an aubergine? What color is an eggplant?
An eggplant is purple.
What color is an egg yolk?
An egg yolk is yellow.
How do you say egg yolk in Spanish?
Yema.
Very good. What color is chicken? Now, not the animal, but the meat. What color is chicken when it's cooked?
Chicken is yellow. Mm.
When it's cooked?
Brown.
Chicken.
Brown?
Brown.
Yeah.
It's white.
It's roast chicken, it's brown.
No, but the meat.
The meat.
Yeah, what color is the meat?
Pink.
White.
Squat.
White?
Yep.
When or yellow?
It's a whitish.
Yellow? No.
In my house is yellow.
Yes. Yellow chicken.
Because in my house is campero.
Ah, but that's before it's cooked. But when it's cooked, you would say it's white.
White?
Yep. Yep. When it's raw, it can be yellow. But when it's cooked, white.
Okay.
What color is a zebra?
A zebra is black and white.
What color is a red rose?
A red rose is rose. A red rose is red.
Very good. What color is a pink rose?
A pink rose is pink.
What color is a mouse?
A mouse is gray.
Very good. What color is a crow?
A crow is black.
How do you say crow in Spanish?
A curvo.
Very good. Very good. What color is a 5 euro bill or note?
A 5 euro bill.
Bill.
A five euro bill.
Not bill.
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 A 5 euro bill is orange.
A 5 euro green. Bill is blue.
Very good. What color is a 10 euro bill?
A 10 euro bill is orange.
Red.
Red.
A 10 euro bill is red.
What color is a 50 euro bill?
A 50 euro.
50.
A 50 euro bill is brown.
It's orange.
Brown and orange. Yeah, very good. Okay. What color is salt?
A salt. No. salt is black, is white.
Very good. What color is grass?
Grass is green.
Very good. What color is a frog?
A frog is green.
What color is chocolate? And be careful of your pronunciation. What color is chocolate?
Chocolate is brown.
Very good. Very good. Okay, let's do more translation. Están aquí.
They are here.
¿Dónde están?
Where are they?
More intonation. Where are they?
Where are they?
Están en el suelo.
They are on the floor.
Question.
Are they on the floor?
Very good. ¿Son para ti o para mí?
Are they for you or for me?
Estamos con ellos.
We are with them.
Good. ¿Quiénes son?
Who are they?
Very good. No estamos contentos.
We aren't happy.
Very good. No son mis cintas.
They aren't my tapes.
Esas flores no son bonitas.
That flowers.
Esas.
These flowers.
Esas.
These. Those flowers.
Those flowers aren't pretty.
Good. Sus camisas no están limpias de él.
His shirts aren't clean.
Very good. Los coches rojas están detrás de mí.
Red.
Los.
The red cars are behind me.
Again.
The red cars are behind me.
Behind me.
The red cars are behind me.
Good. Sus ojos son azules de ella.
Her eyes are blue.
Very good. ¿Dónde están los niños?
Where are the children?
Very good. ¿Están en casa?
Are they in the house?
Are they at home?
Very good. Again.
Are they at home?
Very good. ¿Están en la escuela?
Are they at school?
Very good. ¿Dónde están?
Where are they?
Again.
Where are they?
No lo sé.
I don't know.
Very good. ¿Cómo están?
How are they doing?
Very good. ¿Cuáles son los problemas?
What are the problems?
Again.
What are the problems?
Problems.
Problems.
One more time.
What are the problems?
Very good. ¿Aquellos son tus cuadernos?
Those are your notebooks.
Very good. Estas lámparas son caras.
These lamps.
Estas.
This.
Estas.
These lamps are toya. These lamps are expensive.
What language was that?
German, sorry.
Okay. Mis notas son buenas.
My grades or my marks are good.
Again?
My grades or my marks are good.
No, my grades.
My grades are good.
Very good. Sus hijos son altos. De ella, sorry. Sus hijos son altos de ella.
Her children are tall.
Again?
Her children are tall.
Very good. Now we have two special guests today. Now, can you sit closer to the microphone? Very good. Okay. Ask her what her name is.
What's your name?
Hello, my name is Takmina.
Very good. Ask her where she's from. Ask her where she's from.
Where are you from?
I'm from Tajikistan.
Ask her where that is.
What is it?
It's in Asia, Central Asia.
I know.
Very good. Ask her if it's a big country or a small country.
Is it a big country or a small country?
No, it's a small country.
Very good. Ask her if she was born there.
Were you born there?
No, try again.
Were you born there?
Very good.
Yes, I was born there.
Very good. Ask her why she speaks English.
Why do you speak English?
Speak.
Why do you speak English? Speak. Why do you speak English?
Because I like English and because my mom always taught me English. Because okay. She used to teach English when
she
was young. Yes.
Okay. Ask her what the capital. It's Tajikistan.
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 Yes.
Ask her what the capital city is. What's the capital city?
What's the capital of Tajikistan?
Dushanbe.
Dushanbe.
Yes.
Ask her how many people live there.
How many people do they live there? How many people live there?
You mean in Tajikistan or in the capital?
Well, in the capital city.
Around 4 million.
Around 4 million?
Yes.
Okay, very good. And ask her how many people live in Tajikistan.
How many people live in Tajikistan?
10 million people.
10 million.
Yes.
Ask her if the winters are cold.
Is the winter cold?
Winters.
Are the winters cold?
Yes, they are.
Ask her if the summers are hot.
Are the summer hot?
Summers.
Are the summers hot?
Very hot.
Very good. Ask her what she does.
What do you do? What do you do?
I'm a professional tennis player.
Very good. Ask her where she lives.
Where do you live?
I live in Valencia.
Very good. Ask her how long she has lived in Valencia.
How long have you been living in Valencia?
How long have you lived?
How long have you lived in Valencia?
Around 11 years.
Okay, ask her what her best shot is. Ask her what her best shot is. Ask me what her best shot is.
What is her best shot?
Double-handed backhand?
Yes!
All right, okay. How do you say it now? How do you say that in Spanish? Double-handed backhand?
Revés a dos manos.
A dos manos. Okay. Ask her why that's her best shot.
Why is that your best shot?
I have no idea why. I just feel comfortable when I hit a backhand.
Okay. Yeah. Ask her how old she was when she started playing tennis.
How old were you when you started playing tennis? How old were you when you started playing tennis?
I was 7 years old.
Okay, ask her if tennis is a popular sport in her country.
Is tennis a popular sport in your country?
Now it's more popular than it was when I first started.
Okay.
So, yes.
Okay, and ask her who the number one in Tajikistan is.
Who's the number one in Tajikistan?
You mean female or man?
Female?
Actually, I have no idea, but...
Is it you?
I was, yeah, actually, I used to be number one, yeah, in Tajikistan. Then I just left and I came to Spain.
Okay. Ask her when she was last in Tajikistan.
When were you last in Tajikistan?
Around 10 months ago.
Okay, ask her if she gets homesick.
Homesick. Do you get homesick?
How do you say homesick in Gallego?
Morinha.
Yes, a lot.
Really?
Yes, okay. I miss home.
Okay. Ask her if she likes Valencia.
Do you like Valencia?
Yes, I love Valencia.
Ask her how many hours she trains every day.
How many hours do you train every day?
Well, it depends, but usually around 5 or 4 hours.
Four or five hours?
Yes.
Okay, very good. And ask her who her favorite tennis player is.
Who's your favorite tennis player?
Male, Roger Federer.
Yeah.
And female, Simona Halep.
Okay. Ask her if she likes Nadal. You have to say yes, you're in Spain.
Do you like Nadal?
Of course, I like Nadal. I admire him very much.
Okay. And ask me what her favorite surface is.
What is your favorite?
No, not mine. I don't play tennis. Ask me what her favorite surface is.
What is her safe?
What's her favorite safe surfer?
Surfaced.
What's her favorite surface?
And how do you say surface in Spanish?
Superficie, terreno.
Yeah, hard court, right?
Yes. How do you know?
Ask her if she plays on clay. How do you say clay in Spanish?
Arcilla.
But for tennis, how do you say
tierra batida?
Tierra batida.
Yeah. Ask her if she plays on clay.
Do you play on clay?
Yes. Every day. Yes.
Okay. Ask her if she ever plays on grass.
Do you ever play on grass?
Sometimes when it rains in Valencia, we play on artificial grass, but like a real grass, you know.
Okay. Ask her if she has ever played on real grass.
Have you ever played on real grass?
Not yet.
No?
But I hope I will.
Okay. Ask her what her favorite tournament is.
What's your favorite tournament?
I think you know it. Try to guess.
This one I don't know.
You don't?
No.
Wimbledon.
Wimbledon?
Yes.
Okay, ask her if she would like to play at Wimbledon.
Would you like to play in Wimbledon?
Yes, like London, Wimbledon.
Okay. Would you like to play at Wimbledon?
Good.
Yes, I would love to. It's my dream.
Okay, very good. Ask her how long she has been professional.
How long have you been professional?
For my entire life. Ever since I was, I don't know, 7?
You're
ever
professional? Really?
Ever since I started playing, yeah, I was professional.
Okay. Yeah. And ask her what her weakest shot is.
What's your weakest shot?
I don't have any.
No, all your shots are good. All right, okay. And ask her how she, ask her how long it takes to fly back to Tajikistan.
How long does it take to fly back to Tajikistan?
Around 10 hours, but it takes me 24 hours between, you know, like one plane and another. Yeah. So.
Okay. Ask her what the route is.
What's the route?
Well, usually I fly from Alicante to Moscow and okay. then from Moscow to Tajikistan.
Okay. Ask her how long it takes to fly from Moscow to Tajikistan.
How long does it take you to fly from Moscow to Tajikistan?
Ask again. Ask again.
How long does it take you to fly from Moscow to Tajikistan?
4.5 hours.
4.5 hours. Oh, yes. Okay, not too bad. Okay, yeah. Not too bad. And ask her what her favorite food from Tajikistan is.
What's your favorite food from Tajikistan?
Everything, but especially rice.
Rice?
Yes.
Okay, okay. Ask her if rice is an important part of the food there.
Is rice an important part of food in your country?
Yes.
So in Valencia, you can find rice.
But it's not the same.
Okay.
It's a different kind of rice, you know?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And, ask her if she likes the weather in Valencia.
Do you like the weather in Valencia?
Yeah, it's perfect, but sometimes I miss the cold, you know? Because I like winter and, you know, so sometimes I just feel like I need to go back home and spend all the Christmas, you know, Eves and
okay.
events there.
Ask her if Christmas is important in Tajikistan.
Is Christmas important in Tajikistan?
We don't actually have that, you know, like holiday, let's call it Christmas, but we do celebrate the New Year Eve. You know,
on New Year's Eve, okay.
Yes.
Okay. Ask her if she speaks Russian.
Do you speak Russian?
Yes, I do.
Ask her if Russian is still taught at school.
Is Russian still taught at school?
Try again.
Is Russian still taught
no.
at school?
Taught. To teach?
Taught.
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 Yes.
Is Russian still taught in at school?
One more time.
Is Russian still taught at school?
Yes.
Okay. Ask her what language she speaks with her family.
What language do you speak with your family?
Russian most
Russian.
Of the time, yes. Because
okay.
we better speak Russian rather than Tajik. Yes.
Okay. And apparently Tajik is
very difficult.
But it's similar to Persian, to Farsi.
Yes,
okay.
yes.
All right. Very good, very good. And
not many people know that. But
I'm reading it here.
That's why I'm so impressed.
I'm
you
reading
know?
It here on Wikipedia. Wikipedia
okay.
tells you everything
yeah,
you need
okay.
to know. Yeah, yeah. Very good. And ask her what the most common dish in Tajikistan is.
What's the most popular dish in Tajikistan?
Well, I have no idea, to be honest, you know, but I guess it's called plov.
Plov?
You know? Yes.
Plov.
Yeah, and it's like it's rice with vegetables and, you know, like it's very tasty, so
okay.
I guess it's that.
Ask her if she's a good cook. Ask her if she is a good cook.
Do you fish a
no.
good cook? No, is
ask
a fish?
Her, no, no, no. Ask her if she is a good cook, a fish.
Is
ask her.
Are you?
Yes.
Are you a good cook?
I tell you, ask again.
You mean cook?
Are you
like,
a good cook?
Do I cook well, you mean?
Yes.
Yes, I do. Because I cook every day for myself.
Okay. Okay. Ask her if she has a favorite brand of tennis racket.
Do you have a famous...
Favorite.
Do you have a favorite brand of tennis...
Racket.
Racket.
How do you say racket in Spanish?
La, 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 la.
Raqueta. Raqueta.
Yeah. Raqueta. So ask her again.
Do you have a favorite brand of racket?
Of tennis?
Of tennis racket.
Again, no, just one. Tennis racket.
Do you have a favorite brand of tennis racket?
Not bracket, racket.
Do you have a favorite brand of tennis racket?
What's a bracket? Parenthesis. So ask her if she has a favorite brand of tennis racket.
Do you have a favorite brand of tennis racket?
Favorite. Favorite.
Favorite.
Yeah, not favorites. Do you have
do
a
you
favorite?
Have, do you have an?
Do you have a favorite brand of tennis racket?
Yes.
Do you have do you have a favorite brand of tennis racket?
Yes.
Yes, I do. Do you know which one is it?
No.
No, why not?
Oh, no, that one I don't know. No, no.
Oh, you don't know.
No,
you want to know?
Yes.
Wilson.
Wilson.
Yes.
Okay. And ask her if she has a favorite brand of tennis shoe.
Do you have a favorite brand of tennis shoe?
Yes. Actually, I have two.
Okay.
K-Swiss and Nike.
K-Swiss.
Yes. Like K-Swiss, you know?
Yes. Okay, K-Swiss. Yeah. All right. Very good. And Nike.
Nike, yeah.
Okay, very good. And ask her if she's fast. Ask her if she is fast.
Are you fast?
I'm very fast.
Okay, ask her how tall she is.
How tall are you?
I'm 164.
Okay, ask her if most tennis players are taller. Ask her if most tennis players are taller.
Are most tennis players taller?
Players
taller?
Again?
Are most tennis players taller?
Tennis players.
Are most tennis players taller?
Yes, most of them are tall.
Very good. Ask her if people in her country are tall.
Are people in your country tall?
I think 50-50.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. Ask her if her country is very mountainous. Ask her if her country is very mountainous.
Is your country very mountainous?
Yes, it is. We have a lot of mountains.
They have my mountain, Lenin.
Yes.
I was there.
One of the tall. Really?
You were in Tajikistan?
Yes, of course.
Oh my God.
Ask him when he was in Tajikistan.
Everyone goes to Tajikistan. Yeah. Why are you so surprised?
Very nice country.
If he was in Tajikistan. Ask him when he was in Tajikistan.
When were you in Tajikistan?
I was in Tajikistan 10 years ago.
Very
wow.
good.
Wow.
Okay. Ask him why he went there.
Yeah.
Why did you?
Why did you went there?
Why did you go there?
Why did you go there?
Because I'm coming from China and
no, I was coming from China
and I want to go to Turkey.
Okay.
And I have to cross. I had to cross Tajikistan.
Nice.
And Uzbekistan and Turkmenistan and a lot of towns.
Okay. Yeah, I went to Turkmenistan as well. Oh, I loved it. So, did you like Tajikistan? Did you like the mountains?
Tajikistan, yes, a lot. Yo soy un montañero.
I'm a mountaineer. Okay. Ask her if she's famous in Tajikistan.
Are you famous in Tajikistan?
I think so.
Really?
I think in tennis world, you know, a lot of people know me.
Okay.
But not like worldwide or, you know, like not in the whole country. I mean.
Okay. Ask her if she has any tournaments this week.
Do you have any tournament this
tournaments.
Week? Tournaments.
Ask again.
Do you have any tournament?
Tournaments.
Tournaments. Do you have any tournaments this week?
No, I don't.
Okay. Ask her if she had any tournaments last week.
Did you have any tournaments last week?
No, I didn't have any because I'm going to start competing next year.
Next year?
Yes, I'm already on my off season, so.
Ah, okay. Ask her if she trains. Ask her if she's training right now. Are you training?
Are you training right now?
Yes, I am.
Very good. Ask her how many backhands she hits every day.
How many
backhands?
How many backhands
do you hit?
Do you hit in your train?
No, every day.
Do you hit every day?
Again.
How many backhands?
Yes.
Do you
hit?
Do you hit in your train?
How many handbacks?
Ask her how many backhands she hits every day.
How many backhands do you hit every day?
Good again.
How many backhands do you hit every day?
How many backhands do you hit every day?
A lot, I guess around 1,000.
Around 1,000.
Yeah.
Okay. Ask her how many forehands, how do you say forehand in Spanish?
Derecha.
Ask her how many forehands she hits every day.
How many forehands are you hit?
Do you hit?
Do you hit
practice.
Every day?
So, when you talk about how many do you hit?
How many forehands do you hit every day?
One more time.
How many forehands do you hit every day?
More than 100.
More than 100?
Yes.
Okay. Ask her how many smashes.
Smashes?
How do you say the smash? When it's up in the air?
Yeah. And you have to... El remate.
Okay. Ask her how many smashes she hits every day.
How many smashes do you hit every day?
I think 200.
Okay.
Because, you know, we practice the volley a lot, so.
Okay. And how do you say volley in Spanish?
Volea.
Okay, ask her how many volleys she hits every day.
How many volleys do you hit every day?
Oh my God. You're making me think, like, I have no idea. 150?
Okay, the reason I'm
just
saying
a number because, you know, okay. Like, a lot.
So it's a lot of practice.
A lot of, yes, he
like
is.
Learning English.
A lot.
Yeah,
of,
and yeah. It's hard.
Very hard, yes.
Ask
like, you need to put it into hours, you know, like
yeah.
You five hours.
5 hours every day.
Every day, minimum. Yeah. Sometimes it's 6 hours. So.
Okay.
And then you go to play your match and it takes another 4 hours, you know, so just crazy. Spend the whole day playing tennis.
Yeah. So every day you play tennis almost all day long.
Yeah. And then, I mean, you play tennis around 4 hours and then you do fitness, which takes about 2 more hours,
okay.
You know, so.
Yeah. So it's a lot of work.
A lot of, yes.
Blood, sweat and tears.
Yes.
The same as learning English.
No pain, no gain.
practice. Yeah. Ask her if she's the only tennis player in her family.
Are you the only person?
Well, are you the only tennis player?
Are you the only tennis player in your family?
Yes, I am.
Very good. Ask her how many brothers and sisters she has.
How many brothers and sisters do you have?
I'm the only child.
You're the only child?
Yes.
Like me.
Really? We have a lot of common,
yeah,
you know?
That's true. Ask her if her parents miss her. If her parents miss her.
Do your parents miss you?
Good.
Yes, they miss me a lot.
Okay.
Same as me.
Same as you. Yes. Okay. Ask her what her parents' names are.
What are your parents' names?
Again?
What are your parents' names?
My mom's name is Dilbar.
Dilbar.
Yes, and my dad's name is Bakhtiar.
Wow. Okay. Well, it's been a pleasure having you. All the way through, you're the only
thank
person I've ever met from Tajikistan.
The pleasure was all mine.
Yeah. Nice to
thanks
meet you.
Thanks for having me.
That's it for today's folks. Thank you for joining us. Stay tuned for Roberto Alonso. Have a good Monday. Bye-bye.
Avon English class is not the same as other English classes.